రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 8 చాప్టర్ 21 అండ్ టైటిల్డ్ ఇస్ బలి మహారాజ్ అరెస్టెడ్ బై ద లార్డ్. టెక్స్ట్ నెంబర్ 33 డజంట్ హావ్ పర్పోర్ట్. 33 అండ్ 34. సో వృత్త మనోహరస్తస్య దూరస్వర్గ పతిత్యదా ప్రతిశ్రుతస్య ధ్యానేన యోనిత విప్రలబ్ధతే. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్: ఫార్ ఫ్రమ్ బీయింగ్ ఎలివేటెడ్ టు ద హెవెన్లీ ప్లానెట్స్ ఆర్ ఫుల్ఫిలింగ్ వన్స్ డిజైర్స్, వన్ హూ డస్ నాట్ ప్రాపర్లీ గివ్ ఎ బెగ్గర్ వాట్ హీ హ్యాస్ ప్రామిస్డ్ ఫాల్స్ డౌన్ టు ఎ హెలిష్ కండిషన్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్. 33. సో విల్ బి రిసైటింగ్ 34. విప్రలబ్ధో దదామేతి త్వయతః సాధ్యమానినా తద్యాలిక ఫలం బుక్ష్వా నిర్యం కతిత్ సమః విప్రలబ్ధో దదామేతి త్వయాహం చాద్యమానినా తద్వ్యలీక ఫలం భుంక్ష్వ నిరయం కతిచిత్ సమః విప్రలబ్ధో దదామేతి త్వయాహం చాద్యమానిన యద్వలీకా ఫలం భుంక్ష్వ నిరాయం కచ్చిత్ సమః. విప్రలబ్ధో దదామేతి స్వయాహం సాధ్యమానినా తద్విలిక్తా ఫలం బుంక్ష్వ నిరయం కచ్చిత్ సమాః. దదామీతి స్వయాదం సాధ్యమానినా తద్విలిక్తా ఫలం బుంక్ష్వ నిర్యం కచ్చిత్ సమాః. స్వయాహం సాధ్యమానిన తద్వలీకా ఫలం భుక్ష్వ నిర్యం కచ్చిత్ సమాః. విప్రలబ్ధో దదామీతి త్వయాహం సాధ్యమానినా తద్వలీకా ఫలం భుంక్ష్వ నిరయం కచ్చిత్ సమాః. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్: విప్రలబ్ధః, నౌ ఐ యామ్ సీటెడ్. దదామి, I promise I shall give you. Iti, thus. Tvaya, by you. Aham, I am. Cha, also. Adhyamanina, by being very proud of your opulence. Tat, therefore. Yalika, Vyalika phalam, as a result of cheating. Bhungshva, you enjoy. Nirayam, in hellish life. Kachit, a few. Samaha, years. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki translation. By being falsely proud of your possessions, you promised to give me land, but you could not fulfill your promise. Therefore, because your promise was false, you must live in for few years in hellish life. Purport. The false prestige of thinking, I am very rich and I possess such vast property, is another side of material life. Everything belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and no one else possesses anything. This is the real fact. Isha Vashamidam Sarvam Yat Kinchat Jagatyam Jagat. Bali Maharaj was undoubtedly the most exalted devotee, whereas previously he had maintained a misunderstanding due to false prestige. By the supreme will of the Lord, he now had to go to the hellish planets. But because he went there by the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he lived there more opulently than one could expect to live in the planets of heaven. A devotee always lives with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, engaging in his service, and therefore he is always transcendental to hellish or heavenly residences. Present the Bhaktivedanta purport of 8th Canto, 21st chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam entitled as Bali Maharaj Arrested by the Lord. ज्ञानसिंहरान्तस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं तदापि स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतः पदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सह गणा रघुनाथान्वितं त्वं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं पर्यनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश. नमो ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणि प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादे पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे. नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यानाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कान्त राधाकान्त नमोस्तुते. सप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गे राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरि वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये. वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादिगौरभक्तवृन्द. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. So, I beg blessings of all the Vaishnavas before trying to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam. So, here there are four themes that Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport. So, I try to categorize in these four. One is about a living entity considering himself to be the proprietor due to false prestige. Second is Varnashrama. We'll try to relate to that theme from the purport. And third is following the instruction. And fourth is how devotee is happy in all circumstances while serving the Lord. So here Prabhupada is clearly telling, by false prestige, a conditioned living entity thinks that he is the controller, he is the proprietor of everything that he owns and surveys. In fact, if you clearly see, there is no living entity who actually owns anything. Everything belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In fact, not only that he owns, it is because of his arrangement only everything runs in this material creation also. We see in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when in the description of Virata Purusha, when the whole Virata Purusha is there and all the devatas, they are also present, and they pray to the Supreme Lord, "O Lord, even though the whole material elements are existing and we are also there, we're supposed to be in charge of this material elements and material, you know, sense objects, nevertheless, until you come and accept, you know, you recite, it will not work." So, and actually Lord comes, you know, a super soul, and material function or material creation starts. So, it is Lord who actually owns, or it's the one who, he is the one who created the whole material world, and it is because of his arrangement everything is functioning in the, you know, in the material world, and surprisingly he is never attached to this material world. Now there are so many slokas in Bhagavad Gita where, or Srimad Bhagavatam also, Krishna clearly says that he is not attached to this world. It is a surprising phenomenon. Generally in this world, even though we don't own anything in actual sense, and we are not the doers also, it is by the mercy of the Lord things happen. Nevertheless, just because we being around or we being instrument in doing certain things, immediately we get attached. And Lord, surprisingly, is never attached. Like we see, even in Mahabharata past tense also, the whole purpose that Krishna orchestrated Mahabharata war is to make sure that Yudhishthira becomes the king. And in fact, it is because of his mercy the Pandavas won over the battle. Nevertheless, he doesn't become the king. He makes Yudhishthira the king. And the purpose is very clear. The purpose is, Lord wants this material creation to function in such a way that its purpose gets solved, so that everyone goes back to Godhead. And that is the reason. And he felt it's best that Yudhishthira becomes the king. And we see even when in case of, you know, Bhima, Arjuna and Krishna, three of them go to the Magadha kingdom, and then, you know, they eventually like defeat and kill Jarasandha. Surprisingly, Krishna doesn't make either Bhima or Arjuna as the king of the Magadha desh. He makes Jarasandha's son Sahadeva as the king, and tells that, you know, you should be the subordinate to Yudhishthira. So, we can clearly see, Lord, even though he is the possessor, he is the maintainer, and he is the doer, is still never attached to the material creation. Whereas, a living entity, na prakriti kriyamanani gune karmani sarvasa ahankara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. Out of false prestige, a living entity thinks foolishly that I am the doer, I am the owner. Now here in this context, of course there is no doubt, you know, we had heard so many explanations in the past many weeks, that Bali Maharaj and Prabhupada also mentions in the purport that, you know, there is undoubtedly Bali Maharaj was the most exalted devotee. There is no doubt. But if you see two chapters before, there are statements by Bali Maharaj to Vamanadeva, saying that, "Hey, you are a small man, you know, you are very small, and your intelligence is also very small. Because I am the person who owns everything. In fact, I can give you one full island. So why are you asking such a small benediction?" So apparently there are statements by Bali Maharaj which indicates that, you know, he is feeling that he is the controller. Even though, of course, the whole thing is past tense, Bali Maharaj is, no doubt, is a pure devotee. So clearly, like Prabhupada is telling, that it is the false prestige which makes a living entity think that he is the doer. In fact, we can clearly see how a devotee's attitude in various situations is that, like, you know, at least if not practically, theoretically, a devotee should consider that I am the only one who is actually doing mismanagement. If I am not there, everything else will happen in a much better way. Whatever mistakes are happening in the small field where I have influence, it is me who is the cause of troubles. That is the ideal consciousness of a devotee. We can clearly see. And another thing, coming to the second theme of Varnashrama, Varnashrama is such a wonderful institution or a system by which a feeling or a bodily feeling, a bodily concept like this is very perfectly engaged in the service of the Lord. We find so many examples. Like just after this sloka, the next chapter, Balimara starts to give explanation where he says that, "No, I am not worried about anything, but I am just worried that my words should not become false. I should not be defamed as liar." Apparently speaking, he is not speaking a pure devotional content. He is speaking that, my words, I gave you promise that I'll give charity, and that should not go false. So to do that, I'm going to, like that he speaks apparently. And we see so many instances in the history also, both in the Puranic history and also the recent history if we observe clearly, there are so many kings, their apparent bodily conception was nicely engaged in the service of the Lord. Like for example, like sometimes a king conquers another kingdom. Now, he may not have the pure devotional apparently, when a king conquers another kingdom, he may not carry or he may not have initiated that particular act out of pure devotional purpose. But nevertheless, when he conquers, generally the ministers and there are some brahmanas who guide him, they inspire him, "Oh my dear Lord, now you have conquered it, why don't you, build a temple, or why don't you give, lot of jewels and all that you conquered through this particular conquest, and then, engage it in service of the Lord." So, as long as a particular concept can be nicely channelized in the service of the Lord, even though it is apparently bodily concept, so there is no harm. We find even in the case of Pradyumna in 10th canto, this past 10 comes, and Shalva attacks Dwaraka, that time Pradyumna is the one who faces. And it so happens that he gets a little bit defeated. And then when Charioteer takes Pradyumna aside, and when Pradyumna comes back to consciousness, he in fact castes his Charioteer. "So what did you do? It's better that I could have been killed in the battlefield. What answer will I give to my," he quotes, "what answers will I give to my other mothers that, I have fled away from battlefield." So we find this, there are some statements like this. Now, with Pradyumna, the Yadu descendant, is in the family of Lord Krishna. And, seeing such kind of dialogue may kind of confuse, what is this, He's not saying that, how can I give pleasure to the Lord? He's saying that, how will I face my face? How will I face my aunt with this kind of performance in the battle? So we see, overall in Varnashrama Dharma, even though a particular bodily concept is there, it is engaged in the service of the Lord. And in fact, we clearly see, we are all conditioned souls, and we are, whether we accept, don't accept, whether we like, don't like, we are having bodily conception. Now, the very means by which we can transcend this bodily conception is by engaging this body in the service of the Lord. So, it's very, that's why, it's Varnashrama in itself may be material, but it can be spiritualized. But the purpose of Varnashrama is to transcend Varnashrama and then become pure devotee of the Lord. Means, we may adopt to Varnashrama Dharma to whatever extent it is possible, but our purpose is not to stuck ourselves there. See, for example, a devotee, according to his nature and by the guidance of superior Vaishnavas, he may get engaged in a particular service as per his nature. But the purpose for which we render that service, so that eventually we get purified and transcend that nature which is material. The purpose is pure devotional service. That's why we find throughout in the various pastimes of the Lord, in the scriptures and also practical in many instances in our own life or in the lives of others, we see it's a spiritual master who expertly engages a disciple according to his nature, and by doing so he does, it's like a, in Telugu they call okay the rendu pittala, means it is one shot two sparrow or two pigeons. In one hand he expertly engages a disciple in the service of the Lord, and on the other hand he also accomplishes what he wanted to accomplish in the service of the Lord also. Like in a few days back we were hearing in class by Ramarupro was so wonderfully mentioning about how Srila Prabhupada so expertly engaged devotees. Like he was mentioning about Guru Grupa Maharaj. You know, he came to Prabhupada with the idea that done. Nothing doing. I am going to give up my service. I like you, but I don't like ISKCON. So Srila Prabhupada so nicely, such an expert way, doing the best job of, you know, engaging. Again, he engaged to the extent that, you know, next many months he got thousands of dollars for the projects in India, Juhu and Vrindavan, other projects. So, that's why an expert devotee or expert spiritual master is the one who very nicely channelizes a devotee's nature, and engages him in the service of the Lord. So that's why the Varnashrama in itself may not be very, like, it may not be spiritual, but it can be spiritualized. So that's why as a practicing devotee, we all should seek means and, you know, seek the guidance by which we ourselves get engaged nicely in the service of the Lord. And how it has to be done? Now, how a devotee who is conditioned, who is engaged according to his conditionings in the service of the Lord, how does he transcend? What is the mechanism that happens? How it happens? Very simple. As Prabhupada clearly said here, it is by following the instruction. In fact, that one single factor of following the instructions of spiritual master or following instruction of a superior authority who comes in parampara, it is because of that single factor the whole nature or whole work of the person transforms into service. Otherwise, it is same. If for example, somebody is, let's say, cooking. Any hotel, you know, there are many chefs who are cooking. How somebody is serving or cooking in the temple or in any kitchen where the bhoga is offered to the Lord, how that particular activity becomes spiritualized is through the instruction. That's why we can clearly see, like here Prabhupada is also telling, that because Bali Maharaj even though went to a lower planetary system called Sutala, there he had opulence better than even heavens because he went in the instruction of the Supreme Lord. It's very clear from the other day I was reading a purport where it is clearly Prabhupada says the Sutala became so opulent in that time when Bali Maharaj went. Which goes to show that in all of our spiritual life, the most important factor is to follow the instructions. And that following the instructions of a spiritual master or a devotee who comes in authorized parampara, that can completely transform a devotee's life, which is apparently material. A devotee's life and devotee's activities, it completely transforms into Krishna's service. We see so many instances in the, you know, devotee's life also. A spiritual master engages very nicely. For life he engages. And then disciple doesn't even realize how he had passed his time also. Like in my beginning days, I heard one story. So it's so touching. Like I still remember, you know. So he says that once there was a student who joined Gurukul. So he underwent that whatever training, and then the time came that he's supposed to pass out from Gurukul. So that time he expressed his desire to spiritual master that, oh my dear, no, master, I wish to continue staying in this Gurukul only. I wish to serve you. So in general, most of the people may decide to go out, but there is always an option to stay back in Gurukul. So he stayed back, and then he would do the many menial services like going to the forest, fetching firewood that is required for the performance of sacrifices, and all these things, menial services in a humble way, he was doing. And one day he was carrying firewood, which is required for performance of yajna, and while going, suddenly he stumbled. And then, you know, the whole whatever firewood fell down, and he was collecting. And while collecting the firewood, suddenly he observed his hand. And to his surprise, there are wrinkles on his hand. So immediately he thought, oh, I have become old now. Wrinkles is a sign that a person started to become old. He thought, come on, I just remember joining the Gurukul. Just like, you know, I used to have, you know, various classes, various programs, various engagements. And then I just got engaged day after day, week after week, you know, month after month, year after year. Now I have become old. And suddenly tears started gliding over his cheeks. I said, see, my spiritual master is so merciful. Even though I am completely unqualified, he engaged me so nicely, so expertly, that I did not even realize how I became old. So the point is that it is very important, a devotee who is aspiring to get purified engages oneself in the service of the Lord under the guidance of expert spiritual master. So it is very important that we keep our attitudes also in such a way that we are very open for receiving the instructions. Because it should not happen that a superior Vaishnava thinks, "Arey, you know, this fellow is like that only, what to do, you know, I have to adjust my needs in such a way that this fellow gets engaged." Yes, that is perfectly fine in the beginning stage. But over a period of time, we can slowly, with a small delta X, slowly we can try to change. And change in what way? We become so malleable and flexible in the hands of Guru that Guru doesn't even think. That he just, whatever he wants, he doesn't mind giving that instruction to the disciple, to the extent a person should reach. And that's how actually a purification progresses. Otherwise, though there is, these two are two different stages, one should consciously try to make an attempt to advance. This conscious try is very important. Otherwise, we may just remain in the same place. It's like there is a difference in flying in aeroplane and going in a rocking chair. If you see, rocking chair is moving, but it remains in the same place. On the other hand, I know those of you had experience in, I mean, flying by flight. A flight takes off. When it takes off, there is a lot of disturbance. In the sense, there is a lot of change. Person may feel, you know, some kind of sensation in the stomach or whatever. But once it comes to a straight path, it remains same. There is not much change perceived or observed. But when it again is landing, there is a lot of change and sensation that is observed. In the same way, in the beginning when we come to Krishna consciousness, there are a lot of external change that we perceive. You know, immediately hairstyle changes, you know, special decoration items comes in the form of kantimala, or eventually shika, and a dhoti kurta. So many changes come. So initially, the change is perceived and, you know, it can be clearly observed by ourselves and by everyone. But over a period of time, we feel, hey, come on, you know, nothing much is changing. Yes, change may not be perceived. Just because we are engaged in the service of the Lord, there is some amount of progress that we are making. There is no doubt about it. And that cannot be so much easily perceived. Because once it is a straight path, it is straight. But again, towards the end, when a devotee comes to the stage, you know, is about to go back to Godhead, all the changes are very quickly observed. You know, suddenly you will find, you know, especially those Vaishnavas who practice it in a very good standing way, towards the end of their life, you find a lot of changes. You know, immediately, you know, some of them even experience ecstasies, and some of their ecstasies are experienced even by people around them. There are a lot of great change, great deal of change that is observed. So, it is very important that we try our level best to engage ourselves in the service of the Lord, in whatever best capacity that we have. And as long as we are following the instructions, there is no doubt. Progress is guaranteed, it is assured, and it is happening, even though it is not so much easily perceived. So that's why we all have, and second thing as like we were trying to discuss, a devotee should be eventually work on one's own attitudes in such a way that it becomes malleable in the hands of the superiors and spiritual master. Then it becomes very easy. And it is going to happen, either like just in the case of Bali Maharaj, even though apparently he had some false prestige conception, Vamandev acted apparently harshly. But if you see, this harsh action of Lord is actually ultimately glorifying the Bali Maharaj himself. If not for this act, why would anybody discuss about Bali Maharaj for so many days? If everything would be normal, it would have just like we might not have paid so much attention to the life of Bali. And so many places, wherever there is a reading of 8th canto, Bali Maharaj is glorified. And that's how Lord acts. Even we see Bali Maharaj's grandfather, Prahlad Maharaj. There are so many difficulties. To the extent that his spiritual master Narada was glorifying his disciple in front of Yudhishthira and all the assembly of Pandavas. So sometimes apparently Lord may act harshly, but that is ultimately for the well-being of the devotee only. Just like, you know, we every day use toothpaste. So when we crush toothpaste, what we get? Paste. We're supposed to get paste. And sometimes it may happen that whole paste is over and then we're just pushing the last. So otherwise, generally when toothpaste is filled, we get toothpaste when we crush. You know, like we're given mangoes now, you know, every week. We crush mango, what is supposed to come? Expected to come? Mango juice. In the same way, a devotee, when he is put in difficulties, when he is crushed, what he is inside, that comes out. And when that comes out, he actually becomes glorified. You can see even in the life of great souls like Prabhupada, it is, of course, there is no doubt Prabhupada is always pure devotee and is always glorified. Nevertheless, the struggle that he underwent alone in that land where he doesn't have any man, his own man, because of that struggle, is more glorified. And practically, you know, every devotee, when he comes to Krishna consciousness, at one point of time, he will have that realization that if it is not for the struggle of Srila Prabhupada, I would not be here alone. I would not be here practicing Krishna consciousness. In fact, one devotee was giving an explanation. Even though Srila Prabhupada struggled so much, why is it that nobody came to help? Practically, if you read that chapter of Leela Amrit, struggling alone, that one chapter, Sasaruma writes, that practically every attempt that Prabhupada was trying to make, it got failed. You know, Prabhupada was trying to get some land donated, for building construction, he wanted to get donation from one big merchant in Kanpur. So, he went ahead for some time, he was very hopeful for the help that he is going to get, that got spoiled. And he wanted to meet Lal Bahadur Shastri when he comes to America, so that he can get some help. But before even coming to America, he left his body in, I think, Russia. And you know, there was another brahmachari who was coming forward, almost like good prospectus that he would come forward and help, but with whatever reasons, he also backed out. So, and there was another contractor, real estate agent. You know, Prabhupada was very much hopeful that, you know, he may give his building, and I will use it, and with preaching, I am going to pay back the whole loan. But again, that also got spoiled. In fact, he was telling that, you are going to keep this building empty. If you keep building empty, anyway, you have to pay the tax. In fact, Prabhupada was telling, I'll do preaching, and then whatever maintenance and all I'll do, and eventually we will pay you off. Nevertheless, he didn't agree. So, apparent, and from India also, hardly he got any much help. So, apparently, there were so many struggles in the life of Srila Prabhupada, but ultimately, at one angle, if you see, it is Krishna's arrangement so that his pure devotee is glorified. You know, practically, if you see, of course, throughout his life, Srila Prabhupada glorified Krishna, but at one level, if you see, from 1965 to 77, that's approximately 12 years, Prabhupada continuously glorified Krishna, and in return, Krishna made such arrangement in all ISKCON temples for next 10,000 years, Srila Prabhupada will be always glorified. In fact, if you see entire morning program, a devotee is glorified more than Supreme Lord. See, the whole first Guru Ashtakam, the glorification of spiritual master, in between Narsimharati, and again, Tulasi Harati, glorification of a devotee. And of course, there are a lot of Hare Krishna mantra in between. And also again, 750 glorification of the Lord, and again Guru Puja. So if you clearly see, Lord delights in glorifying his devotees. In the entire structure, if you see, overall, maybe Narsimharati, 5 minutes is exclusively there for the Lord. All others are glorification of his devotees. Or of course Shringararti also. So the whole point is that it is Lord who always tries to, or it's the devotee who always tries to glorify the Lord. And in reciprocation, Lord also glorifies his pure devotees. We clearly see in the pastime of, you know, Ambarish Maharaj. So practically, Lord is in tears while glorifying. You know, he says to, you know, about Ambarish Maharaj, wherever my devotee is there. In fact, he says that I am not there in the heart of a yogi. I am not there even in Vaikuntha. Where am I? Wherever my devotee is. Pure devotee is there, that's where I am. So apparently in this case where Lord acted little harshly, but ultimately it is for the glorification of Bali Maharaj and for benefit of all of us, so that we can discuss about Bali Maharaj and get purified. And the last theme that Prabhupada mentions in this is that how devotee is always happy in whichever circumstances he is in. He is just concerned about serving the Lord. In fact, it's a nice verse spoken by Lord Shiva to Parvati. And when Chitrakatu Maharaj was cursed, he says that Narayana Parasharve Nakutaschana Vibhate Swargapavarga Narakeshva Apitulyasya Darshanat. He says that, oh my dear Parvati, and in fact Acharya's commentary says that, you know, Parvati was covering herself out of shyness with her sari. And Lord Shiva is telling, oh my dear beautiful Parvati, Uma, you see how beautiful are the Vaishnavas. You know, irrespective of whether they are in, you know, hellish life or in heavenly life or in spiritual world, they are simply concerned about one thing, that is serving the Lord. In practical here you see, like Bali Maharaj goes, but what happens there in Sutala is fully, in fact his opulence has become more and is directly getting the darshan of the Lord. In fact, Lord is ready to take the post of his watchman. And Lord has even kept exclusively Sudarshan Chakra for the protection of Bali Maharaj. Practically, you can see what, of course, I mean, it's only after coming to ISKCON I had this aspect of this positive. Otherwise, before coming to Krishna consciousness, we have only heard one aspect. That, you know, Vamanadeva came and he cheated Bali and then he pushed him into the hell. The other aspect that, you know, he has become very opulent there and eventually he is going to become Indra, I mean, at least I never heard about it. So the whole point is that a devotee is not concerned whether he becomes successful apparently in the calculation of this world or he becomes failure. He is simply concerned about one thing, whether he is able to serve the Supreme Lord or not. So in that way, we all can learn so many lessons from the pastime of Bali Maharaj. So, in brief, what we discussed was how a conditioned living entity falsely thinks himself is a doer and he gets attached to the material objects of this world, whereas, surprisingly, Lord, he is the owner, he is the possessor, he is the person because of whom everything is getting maintained, is never attached to the material world. And then we saw how, even though there are some bodily conceptions in the beautiful institution of Varnashrama, that conception is very nicely engaged, channelized in the service of the Lord, and the purpose of Varnashrama has to be always kept in mind. What is that? It is to be transcend Varnashrama and become pure devotee of the Lord. I mean, transcend the Varnashrama if required. So, and then we saw again, there is no point in just getting stuck to Varnashrama if the goal is not achieved. And then we saw eventually how even though a devotee is engaged in Varnashrama, what makes him transcend is following the instructions of spiritual master. And you know how an expert spiritual master engages a disciple so nicely in such a way that he gets purified. And then service of the Lord is also very wonderfully performed. And then the fourth thing that we saw is how a devotee is not concerned with the external situations. So he is just concerned that whether he can serve the Supreme Lord or not. Whether it is in heavenly planets or in the hellish planets or in the spiritual world, he is simply concerned about one thing, whether he is able to please the Supreme Lord or not with his service. Okay? Any comments? Or
Hare Krishna. After residing in the Gurukul and after finishing the education, after learning, the student, with the permission from the spiritual master, he take leave also. Before leaving, he gives some dakshina to spiritual master, whatever he asks. And The person who wants to stay naistik brahmachari can stay rest of the life and do continue the service to the student master. And one person who cannot stay, also vanam gataha, he can go to the forest and perform austerity to please the Lord. Or else, with the permission from the spiritual master and mother, father and elderly persons, he can enter in the household of life with their blessing also. One of the three. So the best way if one can stay brahmachari by the blessing of the Lord and Vaishnava devotee, it is the best life for service to the society and Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So I have one question. So you mentioned about how a person, whatever he is there inside, it comes out when it comes to difficulties. Then you gave the example of mango, how it has been squeezed and the juice comes out. So I have also seen in my life that when the difficulties come, the remembrance of the Lord does not come, but then the mind always thinks about sense gratification, and the desire to, you know, for sense gratification increases more during difficulties. So how we can see this? That
at least test is performed. Even if, let us say, the bad side of our personality comes out in difficulties, at least because of that situation we understand what we are. Because one aspect of the knowledge is also to know what we don't know. So when we understand that, okay, I am not at that level, it gives a lot of wonderful scope so that we can improve. And another thing is that we should not expect sudden overnight changes in our life. In general, changes are very gradual. So we understand, okay, I am at this level. We have to be very honest and try for a delta x progress. And then slowly one should try. Just like I was just thinking about this. Like yesterday evening, devotee told that I am supposed to give Bhagavatam. So overnight, I should not expect that I become scholarly and then present something which I am not. It doesn't happen. So things are gradual. So whatever we are, we had been, that's what is our status. And then slowly one can make a leap of progress. One thing is that even if something bad comes out, we understand what we are. And then it gives a very, x-ray picture about, what we should achieve. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthrasya Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.